In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from Matthew chapter 1. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. May grace and peace be yours in abundance, in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we are Advent people. We watch, we wait, we hope for what we do not see. But the nights of Advent are long, and the nights of our Advent are cold and dark. We grow weary and lose hope. Our hearts grow cold, and in the end, the darkness seeps into our souls. For generation after generation, the Advent people of God have encountered these problems. And those who have gone before us, however, have found a way to hold fast to the hope that they confessed. They found a way to renew their joy and to rekindle their passion. They simply took these problems to the Lord in prayer. During the last week of their annual celebration of Advent, when they gathered for evening prayer, our fathers and mothers in the faith voiced together their Advent longing. The words they used, these antiphons, were said before and after their singing of the Magnificat, Mary's Advent song of joyous hopefulness. Beginning with the 17th of December, each night had its own special antiphon. These prayers reminded the people of God that Emmanuel would indeed come again and save them. In this promise, they found strength. Today, we will use these prayers and the hymn they inspired to express our own fervent Advent longing. May this good news of Emmanuel prepare our hearts to welcome him aright when he comes.
O wisdom, proceeding from the mouth of the Most High, pervading and permeating all creation, mightily and sweetly ordering all things, come and teach us the way of understanding.
Is there anyone here this morning who feels that his or her life is not mightily and sweetly ordered? Is there anyone here who suddenly finds himself saying, all I have are answers I can't trust to questions I don't understand? Is there anyone here who is searching for a wisdom that will not turn out in the end to be vanity or deception or just more human folly? Then we say to that person, brother, sister, take heart. The wisdom from above now comes down to you. He comes from highest heaven to your world, down to the manger, down to the cross. Emmanuel knows all things, and he knows you. He comes to teach you God's foolishness, which is the way of wisdom. He is God with us, and he is with you too. So rejoice and sing.
To us the path of knowledge shown.
O Adonai, and ruler of the house of Israel, who appeared to Moses in the burning bush and gave him the law on Sinai, come and with an outstretched arm redeem us.
Is there anyone here this morning who feels that he or she is still trapped in the ancient bondage in Egypt? Is there anyone here who feels that she is a slave to sin or guilt or death? That the promise of a new ruler and a new law is only the promise of new oppression? Who fears that no one can guide him through the wilderness to the promised land of freedom? Then we say to that person, brother, sister, take heart. When the fullness of time had come, God came, born of a woman, born under the law to redeem those who are under the law. His name is Emmanuel. He is God with us, and he is with you too. So rejoice and sing.
O root of Jesse, standing as an ensign before the peoples, before whom all kings are mute, to whom the nations will do homage, come to deliver us and delay not.
Is there anyone here today who feels that she simply has no life left in her? Is there anyone here who feels that he is used up and burnt out, exhausted? And not only that, he fears that the whole people of God is nothing but dead wood. Then we say to that person, brother, sister, take heart. Look, from the dead stump of our failure, God raises up a new and living sprout. He comes to bring you life. His name is Emmanuel. He is God with us, and he is with you too. So rejoice and sing.
O key of David and scepter of the house of Israel, you open and no one can close. You close and no one can open. Come and rescue the prisoners who are in darkness and the shadow of death.
Is there anyone here today who feels that he has been locked out of the house of life, so that he cannot enter the peace and joy within? Is every door of opportunity locked tight against her so that she cannot open it? Even the door to God? Then we say to that person, brother, sister, take heart. Look, here is the key who opens his heavenly home to you. Here is the door. Enter through him and be saved. His name is Emmanuel. He is God with us, and he is with you too. So rejoice and sing.
O dayspring, splendor of light everlasting, and sun of righteousness, come and enlighten those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death.
Is there anyone here this morning who thought he could hide his wickedness in the darkness, but now realizes that the darkness possesses him? And even though she once hated the light, she now knows that only the light can save her from this place of weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then we say to that person, brother, sister, take heart. The Sun of Righteousness shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot master him. He comes to give you righteousness. In him, you will shine like the stars. His name is Emmanuel. He is God with us, and he is with you too. So rejoice and sing.
O King of the nations, the ruler they long for, the cornerstone uniting all people, come and save mankind whom you formed out of clay.
Is there anyone here today who feels that she has never, in all her life, had a firm foundation? Who feels that his life has always been shifting sand? Neither nation, nor family, nor church, nor friends have given her any solid ground on which to build and upon which to stand. Who feels that his life is clay and his life is crumbling? Then we say to that person, brother, sister, take heart. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one that has been laid. That foundation is Jesus Christ. Against him, even the gates of hell cannot prevail. He is Emmanuel. He is God with us, and he is with you too. So rejoice and sing.
Yeah.
Emmanuel, our King and Lawgiver, the desire of all nations and their Savior. Come and save us, O Lord our God.
Is there anyone here this morning whose life has left him afraid to hope, afraid to dream, afraid to wish for anything? Is there anyone here whose Christmas list is empty because she no longer knows what to ask for, because she no longer knows what could bring meaning and purpose, hope and joy, peace and love? Is there anyone here this morning who longs to know a life that is not just a slow dying, who yearns for the desire of every nation, the desire of his own heart? Then we say to that person, brother, sister, take heart. Emmanuel comes. In his presence are joy and peace and life abundant. Because he knew how to die, he can teach you how to live. The gift he brings is far better than anything you could ask for, dream for, or even imagine. Behold, the gift he gives you is himself. He is God with us, and he is with you too. So rejoice and sing. Brothers and sisters, I ask you now to turn back with me for a moment to the cover, for I want to share with you a message of hope and joy hidden within the prayers we have just prayed together again. On the cover, you will see these antiphons in their original Latin form. You can see that each antiphon begins with the word O. For that reason, they are called the Great O Antiphons. But the second word is really the more important. The second word of each prayer is a title for the coming Savior. Wisdom, Adonai, Root of Jesse, Key of David, Dayspring, King of Nations, and Emmanuel. Now here's the message. If you read the purple letters backwards, that is from the last prayer to the first, from the bottom to the top, they read E-R-O-C-R-A-S. Now remember, the final prayer, the one that begins, O Emmanuel, will be prayed on the 23rd of December. The following evening will be Christmas Eve, the celebration of Emmanuel's birth. So then, if on December 23rd you look back at all the prayers you have said this week, and recall all the promises you have heard this week, you will discover the message I spoke of, Emmanuel's response to the Advent longing of his people. For in Latin, ero cross means tomorrow I will be there. Rejoice. Emmanuel has heard your prayers. He promises tomorrow I will be there. And now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We rise for prayer.
O Lord, our years grow long and our time short. Let the Advent cries of your prophets rouse us from our heavy-lidded hearing of your word. Let us hear your word today and repent, bowing heads and hearts before you. Let us do your word today, amending our lives, not waiting for a tomorrow that may not come. Let us bring an end now to this foolish love of our own mischief. Let us abandon without a backward glance the unfruitful works of darkness. Inspire us with a new watchfulness to seize every opportunity for good and to put on at last the whole armor of light. Reckon us among that great throng who work for the Lord, loins girded, lamps burning, until the night passes and the true light shines. Let us sing the new song, following you, Good Shepherd and Lamb of God, wherever you go, loving wherever you love, doing whatever you ask, until the perfect day dawns and night is no more. Amen. Amen. The Almighty God bless us with his grace. Christ give us the joys of everlasting life. And to the fellowship of the citizens above, may the King of Angels bring us all. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.